This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The first soldier from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to die in Iraq will be buried today. Army Specialist Michael McLaughlin was killed April 17th when an improvised explosive device went off near his patrol in Baghdad. Annalise Hensel from member station WUWM reports.
In his official Army portrait, 21-year-old Michael McLaughlin's features seem set in stone as he stares at the camera. But older photos, on display yesterday at a Milwaukee area funeral home, paint a different picture. They show a skinny teenager with a big smile. Although he was shy, McLaughlin is often pictured making goofy faces or posing like a rock star with a guitar strapped across his chest.
He was like the family mascot is what it was, all right? Yeah. Whenever we were feeling down, Michael would cheer us up.
McLaughlin's stepfather, Chris Henzig, and his mother, Lucille, shared some memories of Michael at his wake last night.
He touched everyone he met. It's automatically was your friend. Within 5 minutes, he was like, he was amazing. I couldn't ask for a better son. Couldn't be more prouder.
McLaughlin thought he might become a truck driver or go into the music industry when he grew up, but his stepfather says McLaughlin was the kind of kid who always wanted to help, so he joined the Army after the September 11th terrorist attacks.
He thought it was disgusting what those people did to those 4,000 people, and he figured, you know, he just wanted the evil gone. He wanted to do the right thing. He wanted to help some people.
I think it was his true calling.
Right.
McLaughlin was assigned to the Army's 115th Forward Support Battalion Division, based out of Fort Hood, Texas. He was sent to Iraq to transport food, ammunition, and other supplies. He was there less than a month when he was killed. McLaughlin's family considers him a hero. That's also how he's thought of at his alma mater, Pulaski High School in Milwaukee. A table near the front door holds his photo, newspaper articles about him, and a glass of Iraqi sand. Art Department Chair Megan O'Connell helped create the memorial.
So we've got a banner with our school name, and on top of that a trifold display, just saying in memory of Mike McLaughlin.
A guidance counselor at the school, Elisa Booth, says students have been talking a lot about McLaughlin since his death. Some are more affected than others.
A lot of kids who previously inquired about the military now have really thought twice about it.
But a close friend, Army Sergeant Michael McGinnis, says McLaughlin wouldn't want to change anyone's plans.
He would say that of course, there's sacrifice in everything you do that might be great. And him, you know, he knew what he was doing, and he knew that he was possibly sacrificing his life for his country.
Michael McLaughlin will be buried today in a private ceremony at Wood National Cemetery in Milwaukee. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Hensel in Milwaukee.